Day 49 or February the 18th. If you don't mean it, don't say it. Our thought today is rooted in Numbers chapter 30, verse 2. When a man makes a vow to the Lord or takes an oath to obligate himself by a pledge, he must not break his word, but must do everything he said. The big picture surrounding this verse. God wants his people to be a holy nation, a nation set apart. Keeping his festivals and making the right offerings were all part of making Israel distinctively different to all the other nations around. He gives them many reminders of his goodness in festivals, such as Passover and the Day of Atonement. Most of these had a celebratory element in them, as well as the more serious reminder of their responsibility to a faithful God who has kept his word throughout history, and in return wants us to do the same. The book of Numbers teaches a wonderful social quality of life that could have astounded the godless tribes around. Sadly, the Israelites didn't always keep the rules God gave them, and as a result, they missed out every time. And now our action step. You can't read the Bible for long before you become very aware that God wants you and me to be faithful, devoted followers and not fans. He made us in his image and he wants us to be like him. In the Bible, we have reminders of various levels of involvement. Whenever we eat a full English breakfast, we are reminded too. Look at the egg. That reminds us that the hen was involved. Look at the bacon. That confirms that the pig was totally committed. The book of Numbers stresses the need for total commitment and reminds us that a promise is a promise, so don't make them lightly. Be true and straight, speaking the truth and keeping your word. Mark Twain said, "Always tell the truth, and you don't need to remember what you said." Of course, we are not to tell the truth just because there's a rule that says so. We should tell the truth because it's the right thing to do, and God expects it, and society will be all the better for it.